I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. It's a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. I've had this question on my mind all summer, and I'm sure I'm not alone. Why would a parent send their kid alone on a dangerous journey? You know what I'm talking about. Tens of thousands of underage migrants, mostly from Central America, caught trying to cross the U.S. border. Even getting there is dangerous. Families hire smugglers, coyotes, to get the kids across. They risk their lives along the way. So again, why? We're going to try and answer that by hearing one family's story. Jennifer Collins tells us about the journey of two children from El Salvador, as seen through their parents' eyes.
Jose and Esther have two boys. One's 11, the other almost 9.
Fuerte han sido mis bichitos.
Her boys are strong, Esther says. She calls them her little bugs. But she's very worried about them.
No es lo mismo decir, hijo, te quiero, lejos.
It's not the same to say, son, I love you from afar.
But that's what they've been doing for years. Jose and Esther live in the suburbs of Baltimore, and they're undocumented. Like so many other immigrants, they left their kids behind in El Salvador. But Jose says their country has become increasingly dangerous, especially the neighborhood where the boys live near the northern town of Sosonate.
Sometimes they have to take off running for the house, because you can be hit in a gunfight there.
Stray bullets have hit neighbors. Gang members saunter into the boys' elementary school in the middle of the day. It's risky just sending them gifts. Jose says even certain kinds of Nikes are off limits. The gangs go after anyone who wears them.
You have to be especially careful when you buy shoes there. You can't buy just any shoes because you can lose your life for them.
The boys take refuge at home, but that's not entirely safe either. Esther and Jose left them with an aunt who they thought would protect them. But she and other relatives turned on them, beat them with belts, yelled insults at them, and then abandoned them. Finally, they were passed off to a 22-year-old cousin with two children of her own.
Somos culpables por verlos dejados solos y...
We are to blame to have left them alone and not thought that they would suffer so many things.
It's hard to understand why parents would leave their kids behind. But Jose tries to explain. He says when his youngest son, his namesake, was born, he took one look at the baby and wondered how in the world he was going to feed his family. Everything he earned in a day, he says, wouldn't even cover tomatoes, potatoes, the basic ingredients to cook a family meal. In El Salvador, minimum wage can be as low as $4 a day, and living costs are high.
If you want to buy a chicken, you'll pay $6.
So he looked at the $50 a week he made in El Salvador and the $500 he could earn in the U.S. and packed his backpack. Esther stayed in El Salvador to raise the boys, while Jose made his way to Baltimore, where he works cleaning apartment buildings.
I got it, buddy. No worries. I got it. Thank you so much.
He earns $9 an hour, 8 to 12 hours a day. Piling trash bags night after night, he saved enough money to first bring his wife north. That was nearly 2 years ago. Esther and Jose had been apart for 7 years at that point. They hoped to bring the boys along eventually, but when they found out their kids were in danger, they worked longer days and saved more money.
Por ellos estamos gastando cerca de...
Jose says they're spending $10,000 for both boys. He negotiated the route with the coyote. The boys will take cars and buses the whole way and stay in hotels. The fee pays for 3 attempts to get the boys across the U.S. border.
Si los 3 intentos no pasan,
if you don't make it in 3 tries, you lose the money.
In early May, the boys left on their first try.
Hay muchos peligros en el camino.
There are many dangers in the journey. It's incredibly dangerous to cross the border right now.
It's also difficult. Just an hour after crossing into Mexico, Jose says the boys were caught. For 3 weeks, they were detained in Mexico in a facility that houses mostly adult immigrants. There, they had to wash their own clothes and barely had enough to eat. Then they were flown back to El Salvador. Their main lifeline to their parents is a poor internet connection. Jose is a Facebook dad. The 9-year-old, Jose Jr., says when the family bought a computer, that's the first time he saw his dad. They're the spitting image of each other. The boys barely leave the house because of the gangs. They play soccer, but inside. They could use the lawn, but it's full of trash. There's nothing to keep them here. And yet, the 11-year-old Kevin says thinking about a second journey north was tough. He says his brother didn't want to go. But Kevin says he's told his parents that he's decided to try again. In June, the boys set off for the second time. Barely a week into the journey, Jose and Esther received a phone call from another family traveling with their sons. Men in Mexican police uniforms were holding the group hostage in their hotel and demanding money.
91.
Desperately, Jose and Esther tried to reach the coyote.
You have reached a non-working number. Please check the number and dial again.
They tried calling back. They tried different numbers every time.
You have reached a non-working number.
It was painfully tense. Finally, Jose says they'll just have to wait and hope their strong little bugs will make it through. For The World, I'm Jennifer Collins.
Tomorrow we find out what happens to Jose and Esther's boys. We've mapped out their journey, by the way. You can follow their trek and see some of their key stops along the way at PRI.org. Jennifer Collins' story was produced in association with Round Earth Media, mentoring the next generation of global journalists. Julia Botero, Eric Lemus, and Manuel Oreste contributed to the reporting.